Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as quickly as we can. Now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Doing just fine. A couple of tough games for you guys last week on the road, falling at Pat Stoughton team 83-56 on Thursday, and then losing 76-60 at Drexel. Talk about what happened in those two games.
Well, I think, you know, for us, life on the road has been very difficult this year. So we're trying to see if we can get over the hump and continue to teach and coach and be positive. I thought we got off to a good start in both of those games. But then, you know, those teams are really good. And Towson got into a good rhythm kind of midway through the first half. And we got down 8 at halftime and kind of battling back. And, you know, when we've dug ourselves a hole, it's been hard for us to dig out of it. You know, we struggled to score on the offensive end at times. And then I thought we got off to a good start again on Saturday at Drexel, and then we had a late run. They had a late run to heading into halftime where it was a one-possession game, and then we were down 11 at half, and we didn't get off to a good start. So just trying to learn from it and work to get better and improve as a basketball team.
You talked about some of those struggles offensively. Can you put your finger on sort of a reason why? Has there been something where you've looked good, like you said, offensively at times and then hit those lulls?
You know, I think we haven't shot the ball well. I think we've gotten some good looks. I think we've also probably played a little fast on the offensive end at times. We've made a little more deliberate, methodical, and kind of controlling tempo, and really talked to our guys about, you know, giving up maybe that first or second semi-good look to really work to get a better shot on the offensive end. And we get excited. You know, when we get down, we feel like we can get back into it right away, and maybe we play a little more one-on-one, and we got to continue to trust in who we are on the offensive end and need some other guys to step up and make some shots. Obviously, Ryan Daly has been a consistent scorer for us throughout the season, when especially since he's been inserted into the lineup, but kind of searching after that. So we got to keep working and trying to get these guys better. It'd be nice to, it's nice coming up to have two games at home where we played well and been very competitive. So hopefully we can get over the hump and get one of these wins.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for Coach Inglesby this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Your point guard, Anthony Mosley, last week, 18 points, 5 rebounds in that game, and has been sort of solid all-around guy this season, not only averaging double figures in scoring, but leading the team in assists and steals. Talk about the year he's had and what he provides for your team.
Yeah, I mean, I love his development as a point guard and kind of leader of our team. I've really challenged him as a quarterback to run the team and to get guys into their places. I think that's an area of growth for him. He's scoring the ball for us. He's in attack mode. I love that he's been able to get to the free throw line and make his free throws. I think I've been on him more to have a greater presence as far as being a leader on the team and communicating with his group and getting guys where they need to be. And, also his presence defensively. He can really defend. He's got quick feet. He's got active hands. And, you know, I think we've had some lapses defensively where I thought we could be a better defensive team than we have showed. And a lot of it starts with us being able to contain the ball handler, and that falls on him. And he knows he needs to be better in that area. But, you know, I love his development. I feel like he's improving as a guard and a player in our program.
For a point guard with a transition to a new coach and a new style of play, is the point guard maybe the toughest position to make that adjustment, because you're counting on him to do so much and kind of be your coach on the floor?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the way we play, you give your guys a lot of freedom, and I probably spend the most time talking and communicating with our guards based on, you know, feel and tempo and what we're looking at and making good decisions, kind of what we're trying to bring and implement from how we played at the University of Notre Dame. And a lot of falls on those guys and reading situations, reading and reacting and making the extra pass, making the simple pass. I feel like we've done a good job sharing the ball and everybody being involved. We need some other guys to kind of step up and take some of that pressure off Anthony Mosley. I think Ryan Daly has done that. He's handled the ball for us a little bit, but we don't really have another true ball handler. We're kind of doing it by committee right now, and hopefully moving forward these guys will get more comfortable in those roles.
Darian Bryant, a transfer from GW, averaged about 6.5 points, 4 rebounds for you last week in those two games. I know he's been battling some injuries and then sat out last year. Talk about with the injury and the rust from not playing a year ago, what he can bring to your team when he's healthy, and what is his status right now?
Well, you know, he's been banged up a little bit. He has a back issue, kind of a disc problem that's kind of pinching on the nerve. And, you know, some days he's feeling good. Other days he'll have to take a day off here and there. You know, I love who he can be in who can he become in our program, kind of a jack-of-all-trades guard. He can play the point. He can kind of downshift to play the four, kind of like how we're playing now, to get more, you know, ball handlers on the and more guards on the floor to spread people out. He's a tough kid, knows how to play, cerebral basketball player. But you think about, he's not an experienced guy. You know, he didn't play much at GW. He sat out last year. So I kind of look at him like I look at Ryan Daly, kind of a freshman. And he's learning the ups and downs of playing at home and on the road and growing as a basketball player. He's a kid that, you know, can get down on himself at times. And I just want him to continue to play and fight through things and be positive. And, you know, I love who he can be in our program moving forward. And he's an important guy for us.
As you said, you guys come back home this week and face two teams that you've already seen during the season in Northeastern and Towson. And right. Certainly that Northeastern game is probably not one you want to relive with the 21 three-pointers. How do you adjust, assuming that they're not going to put up those kind of numbers again? But if you get a chance to do it all over again, what type of adjustments would you like to make?
You know, let's hope not, first of all, Rob. I don't know who you're, you know, no matter who you're playing, if somebody goes 14 of 18 in the first half against you from the three-point line, you kind of just take your medicine and get out of there. But, you know, my focus has really been on not worrying about who we're playing, more of how we improve as a basketball team. And, you know, we've done a lot of stuff on Mondays where we're doing skill development and fundamental work where guys are kind of feel like, you know, they're improving individually and us collectively as a group. And it's really about us and coming back to work and competing every day, you know, tweaking a couple things on the offensive and defensive end and just having a positive attitude. You know, we are where we are. We can't control what has happened, but we're just trying to focus on being ready to compete in our building on Thursday night.
All right, Martin, thanks for your time as always this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
All right, sounds good, Rob. Take care.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.